This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wechipiri, mbudzi 25, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiita zvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vatadza kudomwa kuti vapinde muCentral Committee yeZANU-PF musarudzo dzaitwa muMashonaland Central Province nhasi.
Bato reMDC rinotungamirwa naWilson Ncube riri kubatana zviri pamutemo mangwana neMDC Renewal Team.
Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvotaura nezvemirizhonga iri kuitika muguta reFerguson kuno kuAmerica.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vatadza kudomwa kuti vapinde muCentral Committee yeZANU-PF musarudzo dzaitwa muMashonaland Central Province nhasi. Magwaro amai Mujuru ekuti vapinde musarudzo anonzi aramba kutambirwa sezvo humwe utungamiri hwedunhu iri hwati vanhu vose vari kupomerwa mhosva dzekuda kubvisa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pachigaro nechisimba havasi kuzotambirwa kuti vamirire dunhu iri muCentral Committee. Izvi zvakatambirwa nepolitibiro yebato zvinoreva kuti ndiyo inenge yava sarungano yaamai Mujuru munyaya dzezvematongerero enyika yebato mubato.
Gurukota rinoona nezvevechidiki nekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaFrancis Nema vanonziwo vanotsigira amai Mujuru vakundikana kupinda muCentral Committee mushure mekukundwa musarudzo dzaitwa kuMidlands Province nhasi. VaNema vaudza Studio 7 kuti vachazotaura nezvekukundwa kwavo munguva pfupi inotevera. Makurukota ehurumende gumi anonzi anotsigira amai Mujuru anonzi akatarisana nekuburitswa muCentral Committee. Vanhu ava vanonzi vari kuburitswa muCentral Committee nevanonzi vanotsigira gurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Amai Mujuru navaMnangagwa vanonzi vari kutungamira zvikwata zviri kunetsana kurwira kutora chigaro chavaMugabe kana vachinge vasiya basa. Asi vaviri ava vanoti handi chokwadi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata munyori anoona nezvemutemo muZANU-PF Youth League vatonga ikasukuwere kuti tinzwe nezvesarudzo dzaitwa kuMash Central nhasi.
Nyaya yeo kupinda muCentral Committee inyaya yakati maTVs anokonsidwa neProvincial Coordinating Committee yakamita over the weekend kubindura ikatora iyo pfungwa dzekuti whoever ari implicated munyaya dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano dzekubvisa President Mofisi haasi kuzokonfidwa kuti apinde muCentral Committee from Mashonaland Central Province. So vese vangwani mazita ari kumenshenwa ipapo hapana akakonfidwa. And it included the CV of Vice President Mujuru. So no position iripo. Vanomirirwa kuti ikaendeswa kumberi kupolitibiro ikadetermine how otherwise then that's something else. But kuno kuground no position yakatorwa nevanhu as a committee.
Zvino zvinenge zvichabatsirei nyangwe politibiro ikazopa danho rainenge yapa ipapapa vakasukuwere tichitarisa kuti sarudzo dzacho dzinenge dzatoitwa iwo vasipo?
Izvozvo zvinenge zvaakuzokonzerwa nekumberi because isusu chedu kunongotisangana unofanira kuvoti Congress ediriko next week and madates data atikaseta ekuita maelections at provincial and green level anga ari nhasi. So isusu taenyera mberi nemaelections edu aitwa kumaadministrative districts edu and zvabuda musarudzo ndo zvatiri kuendesa kumberi. But kana paino imwe determination inge yaitwawo then tinenge takamirira kugaidwa nevakuru variko kumusoreko.
Ndevanani vasarudzwa kubva kuMashonaland Central? Mungadome vamwe vacho?
Vasarudzwa kuMashonaland Central tina Comrade George Ritanire, tina Comrade Sylvia Kasikwere, tina Comrade Chiripanyanga, toita Comrade John Gargoga from Mount Darwin. Vese avari fundo vasarudzwa from Mount Darwin.
Saka tingatoti yedu umai mjuru apana chava apa pasarudzo dzaitwa idzi.
Isusu kana tirimita natinge tirimita hatinenge tirikutarisa on an individual chedu tisi kutarisa chisunga chemisangano kuti zvatinenge tasunga ndozvatinongoenda kunoimplimenta paground. So as far as they are concerned today zvanga zvakasungwa ndezvekuti macvs akakonzidzwa ndeevanhu ava anga aripo evanhu 7 and ipapo ndopabuda 4 nokuti vamwe vazoita drop out.
Vatonga ikasukuere munyora anoona nezvemutemo muzanu pf youth league vanga vari parunare kumount darwin. Tabatawo nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika uye vari mukuru wemedia center vaenes mudzengi kuti tinzwewo maonero avo nezviri kuitika.
Hanyaya iripo ndeyekuti urongwa huripo hwakagadzirirwa kuti paonekwe pave nechokwadi chokuti mai mujuru havakwanisi kuti vazokwikwidza chigaro chavo chokuva mutevedzeri womutungamiriri wezanu pf pacongress iri kuitwa muna zvita. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vakaronga pane urongwa hunosanganisira zvakawanda zvinosanganisira izvozvo zviri kuitwa zvokubvisa vanhu vanofungidzirwa kuti ava vanogona kunge vari vamai mujuru kuitira kuti vasapinda mucentral committee. Nyaya iri yekuti mai mujuru vanga vaonekwa kuti vangava vano vutsigiri hukuru, saka zvavapo ndezvekuti pava kuda kuti vutsigiri ihwohwo hukwanyiwe hwakwanyiwa poonekwa kuti mai mujuru vava muchando pane zvematongerwo enyika.
Asi muri kuona tsoro iyi ichibudirira here?
Tsoro iyi kana takaitarisa takanangana necongress ichaitwa muna zvita yatobudirira, nekuti muchaona kuti ivo mai mujuru vakatorambidzwa kuprovinsi kwavo kumashonaland central kuti vapinde mucentral committee. Saka izvozvo zvinoreva kuti zvinenge zvonetsa kuti vazopindawo mupolitiburo, vanenge votoda chichi dzavamugabe kuti vadomwe navamugabiro chavo vapinde mucentral committee. Kana zvadaro masimba avo anenge anyorovedzwa, vanenge vasisina yetingati influence yakanyanya.
Asi zviri kuitika izvi zvichasiya zanu pf yava papi vamudzenge?
Zanu pf ibato rakatoputsika nechekare. Kana tichitarira inyaya inganzi popular support, zanu pf haichachipati ichanyanya kutaura kuti vanhu vakawanda vanoti chii. Zanu pf yava kuramba iri mumasimba kunyanya sei nokuti yakabata yatingati state, iri kureva kuti masimba estate ndo amisa zanu pf kuti irambe iri mumasimba.
Nyanzvi munyadzi zvematongerwo enyika uye vari mukuru wemedia center vaernest mudzengi vari parunare muharare.
Bato reMDC rinotungamirwa naWorld Mancube riri kubatana zviri pamutemo mangwana neMDC Renewal Team. Izvo zvinotevera hurukuro pakati pemapato maviri aya dzakatanga mushure mekunge MDC Renewal yabuda muMDC Team mwedzi mishoma yapfuura. Vakuru vakuru vemapato aya vanoti kubatana kwavo kuchaita kuti bato ravo rive rakasimba zvekupinda mumasimba ekutonga nyika. Ntungamiri Nkomo Studio 7 abata mutauriri weMDC Renewal Team vaJacob Mafume kuti tinzwe nezveurongwa hwamangwana.
Mangwana izuva rekufara zvikuru, izuva ratiri kuda kuti tipinde muchirongwa chekubetsera veruzhinji reZimbabwe. Tine nyaya yatakatarisana nayo yeZanu PF yava kuora, yava kubatana pahuro nekutondana kwavari kuita nyika ichiinda nerutivi. Saka isusu tiri kuti ngatibatanei takatarisa chirongwa nezvibvumirano zvatanga takaita tichitanga MDC. Chibvumirano chachiripo ndechekuti titarisane nekusunungura vanhu veZimbabwe neruzhinji rweZimbabwe kubva mumatambudziko avakawisirwa muzanu PF. Zanu PF iya tichiri nayo ichiri kutimbirira vanhu, saka apa tatitibatane nevabuye vedu rekwana Welsh titange kuvaka kunge tichibatana nevamwewo tichiinda nekumberi, tiitire mushandira pamwe, tibatirane pamwe, kuti tinge tichiona kuti vanhu zhinji rweZimbabwe toribatsira sei mukutambudzika kwauri kuita uku kwekushaya mari.
Vakawanda vamafume vangada kuziva kuti panyaya yezita apa mucharamba muri MDC muchazvifambisa sei?
Pari zvino takatarisana munoziva zita rinochinjwa pacongress. Saka pari zvino takatarisana tichiri MDC yakabatana. Paagreement pedu pakanyorwa kunzi United MDC. But tichienda mberi nekutaura nevanhu veruzhinji, tichange takatarisa kuti MDC yedu inokwanisa here kutsvaga zita patsva, kutsvaga makalazi patsva, zvinhu zvatinotiwo muchirungu rebranding.
VaJacob Mafume ndiwo mutauriri weMDC Renewal Team, vanga vachitaura vari parunare muHarare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the
voice of America, VOA. Gwaro raburitswa nerimwe sangano rekuBritain rinonzi British Expertise rinoti Zimbabwe haisi nzvimbo yakanaka yekuitira mabhizimisi. Izvi zvinotevera kushanya munyika kwechikwata chevemabhizimisi chekuBritain mwedzi wapfuura. Mutoreri wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Gwaro iri rinoti Zimbabwe haisi nyika yakanaka kutanga mabhizinesi sezvo zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Gwaro iri rinotiwo zvinhu muZimbabwe zvichagadzikana chete kana zvinhu zvichinge zvagadzikana mubato reZANU-PF. Gwaro iri rinoti zvinhu zvichanaka chete kana zvikange zvave pachena kuti ndiani achange ave kutungamira ZANU-PF nenyika kana mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vasiya chigaro chavo. Ongororo yakaitwa iyi inotiwo vanhu vanogona kurwira zvigaro kana vaMugabe vakasiya chigaro chavo sarudzo dza2018 dzisati dzaitwa. Pari zvino pane kurwisana kunoshisa muZANU-PF uye vaMugabe nemudzimai wavo vachitsigirwa nechikwata chinonzi chinotungamirwa negurukota rezvemutemo vaEmerson Munangagwa chiri kupomera mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru mhosva yekuda kubvisa vaMugabe pachigaro. Gwaro iri iro rakaburitswa mukupera kwesvondo rinotiwo harioni zvinhu zvichigadzikana munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kudzamara muna 2018. Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute uye vari nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vapeserwanya vanoti vanobvumirana nezviri mugwaro iri vachiti upfumi hwenyika haugoni kubudirira kana pasina kugadzikana munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Vanotiwo zvakakosha kuti bato riri kutonga reZANU-PF rigadzirise nyaya dzaro kuitira kuti rigotanga kugadzirisa nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika.
Tiri kuzviona kuti ZANU kune mabirizhongo, kune bata wabata, nokudaro muikonomi munongozvionawo kune mabirizhongo, kune wabata wabata, ikonomi haisi kukura, vana havasi kuwana mabasa, ZANU yakahwina maelection, employment haisi kuonekwa chikura, tax base renyika harisi kukura, unemployment levels ari kungowedzera, vari kungoramba vachingoita sekuti vachiri mukambeni mode yokungopromisa vanhu zvinhu zvisingabudiswi pachena. Saka kusvika politics dzedu dzagadziriswa dzawiri dzagadziriswa tichiita politics dzedu dzakachena dzejekerere nezvemavote of no confidence, hatiri kungoona zvavari kuswera vachiita izvi zvemadzanambwanana, hazvigadzirisi ikonomi, zvinotovhiringa ikonomi.
ZANU-PF ichaita kongresi yayo mwedzi unouya. Gwaro raburitswa neBritish Expertise rinotiwo hurumende yeZimbabwe inofanira kujekesa mutemo wayo wekupa masimba munyaya dzeupfumi kuvatema, richiti pari zvino mutemo uyu unotadza kukwezva vekunze kuzotanga mabhizimisi muno. Kushanya kwechikwata chevemabhizimisi vekuBritain kunotevera kubviswa kwezvimwe zvirango zveupfumi zvange zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe neEuropean Union. Mukuru wesangano remabhizimisi reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vaCharles Musipa vanoti zviri mugwaro iri zvinoenderana nezvakabuda mumisangano yakaitwa nechikwata chemabhizimisi chemuno apo chakashanya kuEurope mukutanga kwegore rino. VaMusipa vanoti vakatoudza hurumende maerana nezvichemo zvine vemabhizimisi vekunze pamusoro pemutemo wekupa masimba munyaya dzeupfumi kuvatema vemuno. Vachitaura pamusangano wekukwezva vemabhizimisi vekunze muJohannesburg kuSouth Africa, gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa vakati hurumende yakazvipira kuvandudza mutemo uyu pamwe nekuchengetedza mabhizimisi evekunze. Asi gwaro iri rinoti gurukota rinoona nezvevechidiki nekupiwa kwemasimba eupfumi kuvatema vaFrancis Nema vakaudza chikwata chevemabhizimisi vekuBritain kuti mutemo uyu hausi kuzosandurwa wapfupi inotevera, asi kuti hurumende yakazvipira kutsanangura mutemo uyu kuti vemabhizimisi vekunze vaunzwisise. Zvimwe zviri mugwaro iri ndezvekuti kushandiswa kwemari yekunze kwakadzikamisa zvinhu munyaya dzeupfumi, asi kwakaunza matambudziko akaita sekushaikwa kwemari yekunze iyi pamwe nemari yekukweretesa vemabhizimisi. Gwaro iri rinotiwo kunyange hazvo hurumende ichashandisa chirongwa chayo chekuvandudza upfumi cheZimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Social Economic Transformation, kana kuti Zim Asset, kutsvaga mari kunze kwenyika, Zimbabwe inofanira kujekesa mitemo yayo, sezvo pari zvino vemabhizimisi vekunze vasiri kufara nemitemo iripo. Maonere eBritish Expertise anotsigirwa nebhanga guru repasi rese rinotiwo Zimbabwe ndeimwe yenyika dzakaomesesa mukutanga bhizimisi pasi rose. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Makaterera kunefenyuro yenyu ye Studio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemtande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri munokwanisawo kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Kuputika kwemabhambu maviri kwakuvadza pamwe nekuuraya vanhu pamusika weveruzhinji kumaodzanyemba kwakadziva kumabvazuva kweguta reMaiduguri muNigeria nasi. Vaona zvichiitika vanoti madzimai maviri anga akazviteya nemabhambu arwisa musika uyu vanhu vanosvika kana kudarika makumi matatu vakafa. Mushandi wezveutano Dogara Shehu audza sangano renhau remuFrance kuti averenga misoro yevanhu vafa akaona ichidarika makumi mana nevashanu. Vaona zvichiitika vanoti mudzimai wekutanga anga akazviteya nebhambu ari putitsa ndokuuraya neukwadza vanhu vashoma. Asi apo vanhu vanga vaungana vachida kuona zvaitika, mumwe mukadzi wechipiri anga akazviteyawo nebhambu ari putitsa, izvo zvaita kuti vanhu vakawanda vafe pamwe nekukuvara. Hapana achabuda pachena achiti ndiye akonzera kupitika kwemabhambu aya, kunyange hazvo vakawanda varikufungidzira kuti zvaitwa nechikwata cheBoko Haram.
Guta reFerguson raona mhirizhonga isati yamboitika zvichitevera danho rakatorwa nevemitemo yedunhu reMissouri kuti havasi kuzomisa mupurisa wechichena Darren Wilson Mudare achitongwa nemhosva ine chekuita nekupfuura kwaakaita mukomana wechitema Michael Brown muna Nyamavhuvhu. Mhirizhonga inotyisa yakatanga nezuro manheru mushure mekunge vakuru vakuru vaburitsa danho iri, iro rakatorwa neGrand Jury. Mukuru wemapurisa vaJohn Bellmer vanoti zvivakwa zvakawanda zvapiswa nekuparadzwa. Vanhu makumi maviri nevapfumbamwe vanonzi vasungwa mumhirizhonga iyi. Varimi vedonje gore rino vanonzi vachatarisana nedambudziko hombe zvichitevera kubuda muzvibvumirano zvekushanda nevarimi kunonzi kwaitwa nevanga vachitsigira varimi nezvekurimisa. Makambani anga achitsigira varimi anonzi ari kunyunyuta nekusawana chimuko kubva muurongwa hwekubatsira varimi uhu, achipomera varimi mhosva yekutengesa donje neparutivi vasingatevedzeri zvibvumirano zvekuti makambani aya atenge iwo donje. Asi mutungamiri werimwe sangano revarimi reZimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union kana kuti ZCFU vawanda chabikwa vanoti havawirirane nemashoko ekuti kutengeswa kwedonje parutivi nevarimi ndokwakonzera kuti vemakambani vabude muzvibvumirano. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navo.
Danho iri hatinyatsorinzwisisa kana tiri kunzi chikonzero chikuru ndechokuti nokuti varimi vainonzi pachirungu side marketing ikapiwa yeyose chikonzero hatipindirani, nokuti makambani atachitozanawo aya vanga vachitipawo mainputs embeu nefertilizer nemimwe mishonga. Ini murimi ndaachipindawo imomo nekurima kwacho kugadzira munda nokusakura nokuikohwa. Leba yese yanga ri yangu kurima munda ndekwangu, saka ndakati tichishanda tese tese apa zvokuti tatengesa kuna nekuti hakuna donje kumwe kwaunotengesa kunze kumakambani anotenga donje harina kumwe kwarinoenda harisi kwemudura harigaiwo kuita chimwe chinhu makambani anotenga donje iwayo ndokwarinoenda handingarambe hangu kuti vapiwa mari nevava vautengesa mukambani kuti hazviitike
kubuda kwevanga vachibatsira varimi ava mungaona kuchikanganisa zvakadii mwaka wegore rino pakurimwa kwedonje
zvichakanganisa asi harisi kora zvichinyanya kukanganisa nokuti vatakaibatsira navo ava shuwashuwawo hehe tikavabatanidza vese tikabatanidza zvinhu zvavaita vese mari dzavaipinza imomumo dzanga dzakawanda asi tikazoenda kumurimi mumwe nemumwe ruzhinji rwacho rwaipiwa saga rimwe chete nefedza zvaipasi nesaga rimwe chete nefedza zvaipamusoro saka pamurimi mumwe chete chete hatisikora kuti murimi akaita kuti madonje angatadza zvachose chinongodiwa chete ndezvekuti murimi akaita tarisiro yekuti ndikatenga mbeu yangu ndega ndikairima ndega ichaona mutengo wakadii saka dambudziko rikangoitika ndirekuti tarima tega kudaro mutengo wachatenga nawo wachatengesa nawo ndoupi kana mutengo tikatarisira mutengo wakanaka zvichitipa kuti tiitewo inonzi profit handione tichinyanya kudzikira maningi huwando donje hedu ndiri kudaro nokuti ndinoziva tine nzvimbo nerevhu rakakora nzvimbo dziri munopisa patinoti malow fields edu pana muzarabani pana gokwe pana chiredzo ruzhinji rwari medu vanga vachirima vachiwanawo mukohwe yangu vachingoona iyoyi vasikando kushandisa fedzaizo yacho iyoyo
vanga vari mutungamiri wezimbabwe commercial farmers union vawanda chabikwa vari parunare muharare nestudio 7
zvinhu zvinonzi hazvina kumira zvakanaka mudhorobha referguson muno muamerica zvitevera chisungo chegrand jury nezuro chekuti mupurisa wechichena Darren Wilson haana mhosva yakapara paakauraya wechidiki mutema Michael Brown. Mutungamiri wenyika vaBarack Obama vakayambira vanhu nezuro usiku kuti varatidzire murunyararo. Asi nhasi mapurisa aswera akazara mudhorobha iri achiedza kudzivirira mhirizhonga. Mutungamiri ngomo weStudio 7 abata chizvarwa cheZimbabwe amai Sheila Chitate vanogara muNew York akavabvunza nezvemaonero avo nezvemhirizhonga iyi.
Ndofunga grand jury yakatevedzera lead ya prosecutor because prosecutor ndo vanenge vachipa nyaya yacho. Dai vakaendesa kuna grand jury nyaya yekuti pane possibility yekuti pane case, grand jury yaidai yakatarisisa nyaya yacho. But mamiri vakaita prosecutor panakaona vachitaura nyaya yacho vakaburisa vanga vakamira sa defense lawyer nokuti vaingoshoropodza excuse me shoropodza zvese zvakataurwa nemawitness aigona kunge dai akamira nestate panyaya yacho. Saka ndofunga kana zvese zvakazoitika mhirizhonga vanhu vanga vagumbuka nemabatirwo akaitwa nyaya iyi.
Semaonero enyu, nyaya iyi yasiya ukama pakati pemapurisa nevagari vekuFerguson hwakamira sei?
Ndofunga sepakatanga nyaya iyi pakagara paburiswa kuti hapana kufambidzana kwakanaka pamapurisa nevanhu vanogara kuFerguson and mabatirwo azoitwa nyaya iyi naprosecutor handioni ichibatsira paukama hwavo. Yasiya vanhu vachine pfungwa dzekuti hapana zvachinja.
Amai Sheila Chitate chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara muNew York vanga vachitaura natungamiri ngomo weStudio 7.
Pasi rose nhasi ratanga zvirongwa zvekucherechedza mazuva 16 kana kuti 16 days dzegender activism apo vanhu vanenge vachiyeuchidzana nezvekukosha kwekuti vange vachichengetedza kodzero dzevamwe vavo zvikuru madzimai. Sangano reUnited Nations Women rinoti mazuva anotevera achange achicherechedzwa pasi pedingindira rinoti United to End Violence Against Women uye vanhu vachange vachipfeka zvipfeko zveorange mukuedza kushingisa vari kutarisana nemhirizhonga. Sangano reWomen's Trust rinotiwo nhasi rabatana nemamwe masangano nehurumende mukucherechedza zuva iri. Mutungamiri wesangano iri amai Memory Kachambwa vaudza Mavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 kuti vaenda pakopakabhana muHarare uko kunomboshungurudzwa madzimai kuti vadzidzise veruzhinji nezvokupedza mhirizhonga.
Nhasi changa tiri pamusika unonzi Copacabana changa tichihighlighta zuva rinonzi Orange Day. Tiri kuti musi wa25 wega wemwedzi wega wega muswe wekuti vanhu vange vachiita zvinoratidzira kuratidzira pamusoro pekusafarira mhirizhonga inoitwa kune madzimai nevanasikana. Izuva rakaitwa nemukuru weUnited Nations Ban Ki-moon kuti musi wa25 wega wega uve zuva rekuti vanhu vanenge vachiita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana munharaunda dzakasiyana siyana kuita kuti nyaya iyi yemhirizhonga isangopera ne15 days. Saka nhasi tanga tinavo vakasiyana siyana tandichitaurawo nemahwindi munongozivawo zvinoitwa kwamabus terminus. Tanga tinavo nhasi tichitaura navo vachibatanawo nesu panyaya dzekupedza mhirizhonga kunyanya kuvadzimai nekune vanasikana.
Zvii zvamungati imi makwanisa kupakurira avo vamataura imi kuti manga muchisangana navo muchidzidzisana panyaya iyoyi yekushungurudzwa kwemunhukadzi?
Takakwanisa kuita ndezvekunatsotaurawo nevanhu kazhinji kacho ne tinotaurana tiri pachedu vanhu vanoshanda munyaya idzi dzemhirizhonga. Asi nhasi tandichitaura neveruzhinji vakawanda vanga vachiuya madzimai vachiuya vachitibvunza kuti ini ndikashungurudzwa ndinoitwa sei. Saka tandichivakurudzira kuti aiwa kamukashungurudza o mukaona munhu achishungurudzwa Domestic Violence Act inoti even uri neighbor unokwanisa kumhanyarira kuti apa pane mwana uyu asiri kubatwa zvakanaka. Mutemo wedu unoti dzimira izvozvo. Saka ndozvakandichiudzawo vanhu vangu vachipfuura tikavaudzawo kuti ukasanganawo nekushungurudzwa kana kuti unge wabatwa chigaro unofanira kuenda kuchipatara kwaunonopiwa inonzi post exposure prophylaxis wopiwawo emergency pill uchifanira kuchiita mu 72 hours.
Vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reWomen's Trust amai Memory Kachambwa vachitaura vari muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa chirongwa chekuedza kupedza mhirizhonga pasi rose kunyanya yakanangana nemadzimai mudzimba kana kuti gender violence.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext message panamba inoti 001 202 465 0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1 202 617 2077 kuti mutaure palive talk.
Yasvika nguva yatinoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Yekutanga inoti Studio 7 makadini, ndinofara nenhau dzechokwadi dzandinonzwa, murambe muchitipawo nhau idzi. Zita rangu ndinonzi Norway Muringo, mondikwazisirawo mhuri yose yekwaMuringo, muva nezuva rakanaka.
Mumwe anotiwo makadii Studio 7, ndinotenda nenhau dzenyu dzechokwadi. Kwazisaiwo sisi vangu Grace Muchikome kuGokwe namukoma Itai Muchikome kuGokwe, ndini wenyu anyway Muchikome kuKwekwe, ndatenda.
Mumwe anoti hai mukoma Jonga namukoma Blessing, kuno kuUMP vanhu vekatafire nyika vari kushungurudzwa nevabereki vaMP Mudarikwa vachivatorera nzvimbo yavo. Kushungurudzwa kwacho kunosiririsa shuwa. Ndingafara chaizvo mukaiverenga tsamba yangu iyi. Munyori haana kutaura zita rake.
Mumwe anoti makadi timu yeStudio 7, ndinokumbira kukwazisa Rodio Chimbende nemhuri yake amai Tatenda nemadzisekuru angu ose, ndini musekiwa Chimbende kana kuti baba Tatenda.
Mumwe anoti ndinoti pamberi nebasa vakomana musanoita Zimbabwe yava kuzonaka manje, regai vabaya nevoga muzanu imomo, kuno kunyadzura kukamambada chaiko, ndatenda. Munyoro haana kutaurawo zita rake.
Mwanotiwo kuno kuJohannesburg, South Africa, tinofara nechirongwa cheStudio 7, rambai makadaro. Ndini Albert Z muJohannesburg.
Aiva vateereri, nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora, asi tinoti rambai muchitumira tsambambozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitiudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira kuti munge muchinzwa pano paStudio 7.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vatadza kudomwa kuti vapinde muCentral Committee yeZANU PF musarudzo dzaitwa kuMashonaland Central Province nhasi.
Bato reMDC rinotungamirwa navaoshme Ncube riri kubatana zviri pamutemo mangwana nereMDC Renewal Team.
Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvotaura nezvemhirizhonga iri kuitika muguta reFerguson kuno kuAmerica. tabatasuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonika ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri
nenwenyu Blessing Zulu talks yaimina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Things continue to go pear-shaped for Vice President Joyce Mujuru as she fails to get elected into the party central committee in a well-orchestrated move, analysts say, now leaves her at the mercy of President Robert Mugabe and those baying for her ouster from ZANU-PF.
And the committee took a collective decision to say that, you know, whoever is implicated in these stories that are going around the removal of His Excellency President Ajim from office is not going to be considered.
After weeks of negotiations, the MDC formation led by Professor Woshme Ncube and the MDC renewal team will tomorrow announce a pact that will see the formation of one party.
We would not make progress. And we cannot adhere to those values and principles. You cannot deliver change to the people of Zimbabwe and to Zimbabwe as a country.
Zimbabwe today joined the world in marking the International Day to End Gender-Based Violence, which also marks the first of the 16 days of activism targeting violence against women.
Mashonaland Central Province today officially dumped Vice President Joyce Mujuru after excluding her from elections that saw new members loyal to her alleged rival Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa being nominated into the influential ZANU-PF Central Committee. Mrs. Mujuru and Mnangagwa are alleged to be leading two rival factions angling to replace 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe when he leaves office. But there has been a systematic paging of Mrs. Mujuru's alleged loyalists from the Central Committee of the ruling ZANU-PF party as it continues to gather steam. The latest victim is Youth and Indigenization Minister Francis Nema, who lost in an election in the Midlands province today. That is the home of Mr. Mnangagwa. ZANU-PF insiders say more than 10 cabinet ministers sympathetic to Mrs. Mujuru will be booted out of the Central Committee. Those who have fallen by the wayside include Labour Minister Nicholas Goche, Presidential Affairs Minister Didmus Mtasa. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary for Legal Affairs Tongai Matutu tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Mrs. Mujuru has been ousted by the province which elected new leaders today.
The issue with the nomination of the Vice President Comrade Maya Mujuru into the Central Committee of the party is an issue that was dealt with by the Provincial Coordinating Committee over the weekend. And the committee took a collective decision to say that, you know, whoever is implicated in these stories that are going around the removal of His Excellency President Ajim from office is not going to be considered to stand for a central committee position unless and if the Politburo itself clears that particular individual. So as my central province, we took a decision. We said, no, we are not going to tolerate that. And the CV was not considered.
So what is the latest now? We are waiting for a Politburo decision.
Yeah, well, the Politburo make their decision, but today the province, we just said our provincial elections for central committee members and four people were nominated into the central committee. They went through elections today, and that is the position that we have. Four people were elected into the central committee today from our Darren district, and together with other people from Mazoe district, Shamba district, all our eight administrative districts, those are the names that were forwarded to Harare for consideration.
So we can safely say the vice president is out?
Well, as far as we are concerned on the ground, yes. From today's results, the vice president is not there. Unless and otherwise, if something else takes place in Harare, then we might have a different story. But as of today, I'm just driving myself from under it. We did not consider, did not stand for a central committee position.
That was ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary for Legal Affairs, Tongai Kasukwere, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Mount Darwin. Political analyst Ernest Mzengi, also director of the Media Center, says the paging of Mrs. Mjuru's supporters shows she has lost the game for the moment.
I think it's a part of the protracted strategy to isolate my Mjuru and to make sure that she doesn't have a chance to run for her current position at the Congress. In fact, it's a whole long-term plan to probably end her political career and to clip her wings, knowing that she had somewhat managed to create a very strong power base ranging from the Politburo, the Zambia Politburo, to the grassroots structures within Zambia.
But do you think the current maneuvers will neutralize her?
Definitely. I don't think she will now stand. She now stands any chance to be re-elected to the Congress. I think the machinations have succeeded. If you look at it, you will discover that what has been done is to make sure that the structure has been demolished. Look at the provincial chairpersons; they've been removed, and they have gone ahead to almost remove all provincial executives that were deemed to be sympathetic to her, that were deemed to be part of her support structures. So it then makes it very difficult for her to contest. More so, we should consider the fact that she has been barred from running for the Central Committee.
That was political analyst Ernest Mzengi, who is also the director of the Media Center. He spoke earlier on with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
After weeks of negotiations, the MDC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube and the MDC renewal team will tomorrow announce a pact that will see the formation of a one party. Officials from both parties say the agreement will be signed at noon in Harare, followed by a joint news conference. Reporter Ntungameli Nkomo reached Ncube MDC official Moses Mzilandlovu, who says the unity was long overdue.
Given the prominent history of breakaways in the MDC, Mr. Mzila, are we not going to see another collapse of this marriage?
I can assure you this is not part of our reasons for uniting. We are not uniting in order to disunite later. We are uniting in order to deliver the people of Zimbabwe from the bondage of ZANU-PF.
That was MDC Ncube official Moses Mzilandlovu in Bulawayo.
Zimbabwe has a poor investment climate and remains politically unstable for serious investors to pour their money into the country, a British expertise, an organization from the United Kingdom, says in a new report following a visit to Zimbabwe by a British delegation, a trade delegation to Harare last month. The report cites ongoing political squabbles in ZANU-PF and the waning movement for democratic change formations as also not inspiring potential investors. Ivan Chifera reports from Harare.
The report titled Zimbabwe Scoping Report 28 to 31 October 2014, which was released at the weekend, says political stability in Zimbabwe, which is key for the country's economic recovery, will largely depend on the possibility of a leadership change in ZANU-PF should President Robert Mugabe decide to leave office before the 28 presidential elections. The report predicts Mr. Mugabe's departure could spark a power struggle between possible successors. Currently, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa seems to be winning the battle to replace Mr. Mugabe, with Vice President Joyce Mujuru being dislodged in a move that has seen most of her supporters being removed from their party positions. During the delegation's visit, tensions were running high in ZANU-PF as factions backing Ms. Mujuru and Mnangagwa battled for political turf. The Mujuru faction has been on the receiving end, with most of its members suspended or fired ahead of the party's congress, while First Lady Grace Mugabe has urged her husband to fire the deputy president for allegedly plotting to oust him from office. According to the report, there will be protracted inter-party squabbling in both ZANU-PF and the MDC before the next elections. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pesa Ruanya tells Studio 7 there cannot be any economic recovery without political stability. He adds it is also important to have political regeneration in the ruling ZANU-PF party for economic recovery to take place.
There will not be any economic regeneration without the regeneration of our politics. Our politics needs renewal, our politics needs reform, the leadership needs renewal, the leadership needs to be reformed, the leadership needs to be changed in a democratic, constitutional, legal manner. And from what is happening in ZANU, there are no indications that ZANU-PF is on a trajectory of renewal, on a trajectory of reform within its rank and file.
The report also says the Zimbabwean government must clarify its indigenization law, which the delegation says is a barrier to potential investors. Britain is a member of the European Union, whose ambassador to Zimbabwe, Philippe Van Dam, last week said though the union is engaging the Zimbabwean government, some reforms are urgently needed to align the country's laws to the constitution, as well as clarifying the empowerment law.
One of the reforms announced in that program is, for example, clarification of the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act. We are not discussing the choice of the government in terms of indigenization. What the investors ask is clarification of the loopholes, ambiguities, and so that we create a level playing field which is predictable for everyone.
Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Charles Musipa said the findings in the report are consistent with another report following a visit by a Zimbabwean business delegation to European capitals earlier this year. Musipa said they have since submitted their findings to the Zimbabwean policymakers. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa recently told a conference meeting in South Africa that Zimbabwe is ready to revise the controversial empowerment law to protect foreign investment in the country. But according to the report, Youth, Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Minister Francis Nema told the British business delegation that the empowerment law would remain the same and was not likely to be changed or amended in the foreseeable future. Nema said the ministry would provide guidance on the law to ensure that its practical implementation is understood by the international business community. The report adds that though dollarization brought stability into the economy and is expected to last for 5 or more years, it has created its own challenges. These are the shortage of capital, lines of credit, and lack of liquidity. While the government would, among other things, use the Zimbabwe agenda for sustainable socio-economic transformation, known by its acronym ZIMASSET, to mobilize foreign direct investment and donor finances in whatever form, international investors, be they Chinese or European, would require truly bankable infrastructure projects and a clear and predictable business environment. The World Bank currently ranks Zimbabwe number 170 out of 189 for ease of doing business. This according to the Bretton Woods 2014 Doing Business Report. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Chris, we take a look now at regional and international news.
A
Two explosions have rocked a crowded market in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, causing dozens of casualties. Witnesses say two female suicide bombers targeted the market late Tuesday morning. Officials say at least 30 people were killed or wounded. A health worker, Dogara Shehu, told the French news agency that he counted more than 45 people killed. Witnesses say the first bomber set off air explosives, killing a few people, and as people gathered at the blast site, the second bomb then exploded.
And France is suspending until further notice the delivery of a warship to Russia because of the Ukraine crisis. The office of French President Francois Hollande said in a statement today that the current situation in eastern Ukraine still does not allow for the delivery of the first Mistral-class helicopter carrier built for Russia. In response, a Russian Deputy Defense Minister Yuri Borisov told the IRA Novosti news agency that Moscow is waiting patiently and not filing a claim against France for breach of contract. The first of the two Mistral-class warships built for Russia, the Vladivostok, and was to be delivered in early November as part of a $1.6 billion contract signed between the two countries in 2011. France has come under fierce criticism from its allies over the deal because of Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine.
Today, Zimbabwe joined the rest of the world in marking the International Day to End Gender-Based Violence, which also marks the first of the 16 days of activism targeting violence against women. Cities the world over will today be painted orange as they mark the International Day. Marvelous Mhlanganya, who has spoke with Memory Kachambwa of the Women's Trust about what Zimbabwean women were up to today.
Every 25th of each month is a day where we highlight issues on ending violence against women. So we wear orange, we color the city orange. So today, this is how we started by launching the orange day, so that each and every 25th of every month, we highlight issues on ending all forms of violence against women and young girls, so that it continues even after the 16 days. And it's also in line with the strategic goal that the Ministry of Women Affairs. So today we had a street dance. We were at Copacabana, which is one of the busiest bus terminals in Harare. And we also talked, we were having discussions with the public. We were asking questions on different forms of violence. We also were talking with the bus conductors of Kwanita Omnibus, who in most cases are seen also to be perpetrators of violence.
From your presentations today, what's the major source of violence right now facing most women in Zimbabwe?
Most women actually face a lot of assault. A lot of women, because of the shrinking in terms of the economy, most women actually face a lot of financial as well as emotional violence. And we've got a lot of young women, particularly young girls, who are being raped. And some of this is being perpetrated by influential people, is being perpetrated by religious leaders.
That was Memory Kachambwa, the executive director of the Women's Trust, talking to Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye of Studio 7 from Harare.
Victoria Falls is reportedly a hub of activities as the government and civic groups prepare for commemorations to mark World AIDS Day, which will be held at the resort town next week, amid reports that 62,000 out of 109,000 children living with HIV and AIDS in the country are not receiving any ARV treatment. Health Ministry's Director of HIV, AIDS and TB Programs, Dr. Owen Mugurungi, says that the government has intensified its Know Your Child status campaign as part of preparations for the day to raise awareness on the importance of testing children for the deadly virus. AIDS activist Sipo Mahlangu, who is based in Victoria Falls, tells reporter Sandekile Mhlanga many activities have been lined up and most people, including children, are expected to receive free AIDS testing tomorrow.
Local authorities are meeting and discussing the way forward. Awareness campaigns through a roadshow that will go from Wange up to Victoria Falls through business centers in the rural area. Then there is also issuing awareness material to drivers at roadblocks. And then there is also a tournament, a soccer and netball tournament that will be taking place tomorrow on the 26th at the stadium, where different teams given names of ARV will be playing. There is also the candlelight on the 30th of November, 5 to 7 p.m., where we will be remembering those who passed on due to HIV.
The ministry says it is targeting awareness of HIV status among children. Would you say this is a neglected group?
Definitely, this is quite a priority group to ask people living with HIV and AIDS. There will be also the issue of medical vision campaigns. The venue for the World AIDS Day is at Elephant Hill Golf Course, where it's quite open and it can accommodate as many people.
That was HIV/AIDS activist Sipho Mahlangu on the line from Victoria Falls.
The Midwestern U.S. town of Ferguson saw its worst unrest in months after a grand jury decided not to indict a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. Violent protests erupted late yesterday after officials announced charges would not be filed against Officer Darren Wilson for the August shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belama said at least a dozen buildings were set on fire, most of them destroyed. He said there were no reports of injuries. At least 29 people were arrested. Earlier in the night, police used smoke and tear gas to disperse the protesters, some of whom set police cars on fire and threw objects at police. Sporadic gunfire could be heard in the neighborhood.
Demonstrations were also held in cities across America. At the Times Square in New York City, protesters held signs decrying police tyranny and chanted the "Hands Up, Don't Shoot" slogan that has become popular at rallies against police violence. In Oakland and Chicago, protesters flooded freeways, blocking cars with their hands held in the air. A small crowd of protesters also gathered outside the White House. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Sheila Chitate, a Zimbabwean living in the United States, for her take on what is happening in Ferguson.
I was taken aback by the fact that they didn't charge him, even with the involuntary manslaughter, which could have gone to his defense maybe if he felt threatened. The fact that they thought everything that happened was the fault of the deceased, to me, showed that the way the case was presented to them by the prosecutor, because there was no defense lawyer, there was no judge to look at the case, he must have put it across to them in a way that favored the police, not the deceased.
What do you think this means for the communities and the police officers' relation in regards to race?
Whether they meant to or not, it looks like they don't take seriously the deaths of all the young black men. Because with everything that we saw and heard, there was no way the police officer could have come out of this with not a single charge. So the reaction, though extreme, just shows that the relations between especially the officers and the black community is not healthy.
But some would argue that the grand jury itself, comprised of citizens of Ferguson, and are mandated to look at all the evidence and make a sound decision. Would you not say that they are vested, of course, in their community and the decision that they made to not indict Officer Wilson?
They are, but I look at the composition of the grand jury. According to my understanding, the grand jury, unlike the trial jury, they don't have to all agree on the final decision. They need a ratio of 9-3. So if that's the case, it's coincidental that you have 9 whites and 3 black.
And that is Sheila Chitate, Zimbabwean living in the United States, as she spoke with Tatenda Gumbo.
The future of cotton farming in Zimbabwe looks bleak as companies that have traditionally contracted farmers to grow the white crop have stopped doing so. The companies stopped funding the program amid allegations that some contracted farmers were avoiding the firms when it came to selling their crop, opting instead for other markets. But Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union President Wanda Chabikwa however, tells reporter Jonga Kandemire that he does not believe that side marketing contributed to the collapse of the partnership between the farmers and the companies.
It is generally a shared development, so I would expect them to do that, but I don't accept the reason. That is the reason is because of side marketing. I think it's not correct, and I believe it's very unfair, because we are heaping all the blame on the farmer. Side marketing, cotton, you don't sell to anybody else. Cotton is sold to the cotton merchants themselves. And our cotton merchants, they are organized into a cotton genus association. They've got a very strong association, and they buy the cotton from us farmers.
But do you agree with the companies that some farmers are practicing side marketing?
Well, I know side marketing can happen, and the reason is if there's a situation where the company that I went into contract with supplying me with the seed and fertilizer and chemicals is buying, say, 50 cents, and another company in the same area is buying at 75 cents, that's where one farmer might be tempted to say, why can't I not go and get more money? But otherwise, side marketing is, it cannot be a major issue, because cotton is sold to the same people. It's sold to the same genus. And that percentage of side marketing cannot be big enough to warrant pulling off. This is the other reason, the economic reason, than this side marketing thing.
That was Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union President Wanda Chabikwa in Harare.
Coming up next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
According to the recent synthesis report of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, our planet is in deep trouble. The panel's assessment states that most of the negative impact done to our environment because of climate change is man-made and primarily caused by the burning of fossil fuels. The evidence is clear, growing, and observable on every continent and throughout the ocean. Atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases are unprecedented in the last 800,000 years. Because of this buildup of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, each of the past three decades has been warmer than the one preceding it, and this heat is acidifying the ocean, melting glaciers, sea ice, and ice sheets around the world, and causing sea levels to rise at never-seen-before rates. Severe weather events such as major storms, droughts, and temperature extremes are becoming more common. These changes pose severe, widespread, and potentially irreversible risks to communities and livelihoods of the approximately 100 million people who live no more than 1 meter above sea level, as they are among the most vulnerable. The report states that there is a real risk of irreversible impacts, but it also stresses that we can stem the worst effects from climate change by cutting greenhouse gas emissions between 40% and 70% by 2050 and by eliminating them altogether by 2100. This means phasing out coal and natural gas for production of electricity or coming up with a way to trap carbon dioxide emissions. This report is another canary in the coal mine, said Secretary of State John Kerry. We can't prevent a large-scale disaster if we don't heed this kind of hard science. The longer we are stuck in a debate over ideology and politics, the more the costs of inaction grow and grow. Those who choose to ignore or dispute the science so clearly laid out in this report do so at great risk for all of us, for our kids and grandkids, he said. We have a small window of opportunity to address the problem before it becomes too widespread and too expensive to fix. This is a matter of the quality of life on Earth for generations to come. With this assessment, hundreds of scientists have spoken. Now it is up to the politicians to make some very hard decisions.
And that was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Chris, unfortunately, time is not on our side, but just as a reminder to our listeners to please stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when Blessing and Gibbs will discuss with you and the experts about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence.
Yes, and now to recap today's top stories.
Things continue to go pear-shaped for Vice President Joyce Mujuru as she fails to get elected into the party's central committee in a well-orchestrated move, analysts say, now leaves at the mercy of President Robert Mugabe and those paying for her ouster from ZANU-PF.
After weeks of negotiations, the MDC formation led by Professor Welshman Ncube and the MDC renewal team will tomorrow announce a pact that will see the formation of one party.
And Zimbabwe today joined the world in marking the International Day to End Gender-Based Violence, which also marks the first of the 16 days of activism targeting violence against women.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele, hosted by Standekile Mhlanga and Thungamile Nkomo. This is Chris Gande in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Yabonga Sandra Locris. Yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 25 ngolwezi 2014. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngoTungamile Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
sinxa sibala emaphepha sibala indaba eziningi ezikulwa izindlini ezinye zicina abantu besifa. Njalo amalanga la aqhakathike kakhulu ukuthi abantu bayazi ukuthi ezindlini lapha hayi kuyafiwa.
LeZimbabwe limanyana lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekusungulweni komkhankaso wensuku ezilithumi lesithupha ukuvimba udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence lamhlanje.
Ngoba umjuru bambona ubesengumuntu obesekhulise kakhulu ikhanda njalo ubesecreate njani usizo besitsho ukuthi ubesecreate two centers of power ngenxa yokuthi umuntu ovotelwayo. Nginethemba kuyisibonisa ukuthi kusukela namhla kuningi okuzenzakala kuzani ukuze kuyefika iCongress asikabona okuningi kuyeza kuningi.
Unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru unqotshwa kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale le-Central Committee yeZANU-PF esigabeni seMashonaland Central ekuqhubekeni kwenqabanqoza ekubandla leZANU-PF leli.
Uhlangothi lwe-National Blood Service elizweni lusungula umkhankaso wokudinga igazi lokuphathisa abazalidinga ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
LeZimbabwe limanyene lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekusungulweni komkhankaso wensuku ezilithumi lesithupha wokuvimba udlakela oluqondiswe kwabesifazana owe 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Abenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo labesifazana e-Women's Trust lamhlanje babuthene esilindweni samabhasi lemichova beHarare begqoke izembatho ezilombala olithanga njengendlela yokusungula lomkhankaso. Intathe zindaba yethu Mavis Kama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lanxa uhlezi usenziwa sikhathi sonke lomkhankaso ngokwenziweyo ngalesi sikhathi zensuku ezilithumi lasithupha kuyona le inyanga, lokhe bekhona abalokhe bengakawuzwisisi ngokugcweleyo. Umnumzana Themba Sibindi sakhamuzi semzini weBudiriro eHarare, uSibindi uthethe njalo ulengane ezine, ukhuthaza abathetheneyo ukuba bahloniphane hatshi ukuhlukuluzana. Imikhankaso yalolu hlobo uSibindi uthi lokhe engakayizwisisi ngokugcweleyo lanxa ehlezi esizwa ngayo.
Qinise ukuthi mina ngiwazi, ngiwayizwa nje ngawe ukuthi kulamalanga anjalo, ukuthi ngeke ngawezwa, hhayi anzake ngiwazi. Ya okwenzakalayo nxa ungakhankaselwanga, kungatshelwanga, kungela abantu ababehamba bekukhankasela, awungeke kube kwazi ngakho.
Ukhuthaza njalo abaphatheka kule mikhankaso uSibindi ukuba bafinyelele kuZulu ngemfundiso phezu kokuba aziphathe kanjani, hathi ukwenza imihlangano yakhona emawetheleni.
Sinxa sibala amaphepha sibala indaba eziningi ezikulwa izindlini ezinye zicina abantu besifa. Njalo amalanga la aqhakathike kakhulu ukuthi abantu bayazi ukuthi ezindlini lapha hayi kuyafiwa.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosazana Silinganiso Mdlongwa, yena oyisakhamuzi semzini weChitungwiza, okhala ngokuthi akazi lutho ngale mikhankaso uyaqala yena ukuzwa ngayo.
Mina ngiyakuzwa abantu bekhuluma lokubona emfanekisweni ema television lema radio, but ukuthi sikuzwisise ukuthi ngokwani asikuzwisisi ngoba sizake sitshelwe from i route yangkhona ukuthi zisinceda njani thina abantu abasezindlini ngoba siyakwazi ukuhlangana lezinto eziningi, but asikwazi ukuthi i-violence esiyenzwayo. So sesifuna ukuthi sitshelwe from i route ukuthi kuyini yeni gender based violence. So siyaphomba ukubona 25 November kuthiwa gender based violence, but singazwisisi ukuthi ngokwani.
Umgcini sihlalo omanyano wenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo labesifazane owe Women's Coalition, unkosikazi Virginia Mwanikwa, uthi lanxa besesekhona abalokhu bengayizwisisi injongo yale mikhankaso okubalisa owe 16 days of activism against gender based violence, usunganeno umumo kwezokuhlukuluzana ngoba sebebaningi asebelolwazi phezu kwayo. Abenhlanganiso lezi bathi bakhathazekile phezu kokuqansa kwenani labesifazane abahlukuluzwayo elizweni. Bethi kunje isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha lasitshiyagalombili, 68% sabesifazane beke bahlangana lezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru unqotshiwe kukhetho lokudinga amalunga edale leZANU-PF Central Committee esigabeni seMashonaland Central. Lokhu kulandela ukunqotshwa kwenkokheli eningi ebicatshangelwa ukuthi ihamsekela esigabeni zelizwe ezitshiyeneyo. Abakhethiweyo bazamela ibandla emhlanganweni omkhulu oweCongress lapho okuzakhethwa khona inkokheli yebandla ngeviki ezayo. Abanye abanqotshiweyo babalisa umnumzana Didmas Mtasa, uNicholas Koche lomnumzana Francis Nema. Abanye njalo abakhokheli ababoniswe intuba bagoqela umnumzana Sikhanyiso Ndlovu, unkosikazi Angelina Masuku lomnumzana Absalom Sikhosana kanye labanye kade besaziwa ukuthi bayinsika yeZANU-PF. Lokho kutsho ukuba abangakhethwanga laba kabasoze bakhethwe ukuya kudala elimqoka eleZANU-PF Politburo. Abanye abakhokheli beZANU-PF abafana lomnumzana Nicholas Koche bavinjiwe ukusa ingwalo zokuncintisa ngabasekeli bebandla besithi kabayikuvumela ukuthi abetheswa icala lokufuna ukubulala uMongameli Mgabe bancintise. Abanye abasekeli beZANU-PF babikwa bengene eplazini likaGotshe besithi kasuke ngoba engumthengisi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga, yena othi abantu bengaziyenge becabangela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF liyabhidlika.
Into eyenzakalayo lapha ukuthi abantu kufanele babekwazi ukuthi iZANU mayisebenza indlela esebenza ngayo, abantu abayo inendlela ebaphatha ngayo mabethe yababona ngani sebephambanisa sebedlulisa amalawulo. Esikubonayo lapha kusenzakala, it's a form of punishment, ngangakubeka ngesilungu kumjulu, ngoba umjulu bambona ube sengumuntu obesekhulise kakhulu ikhanda njalo ubesecreate njalo usizo besitsho ukuthi ubesecreate two centers of power ngenxa yokuthi umuntu ovotelwayo. Yikho lapho kusukela khona uhlupho lonolo.
Singathi ngemva kweCongress sizabona umehluko onjani kubandla leZANU-PF kungasela labo kade bejwayelekile ukuba khona sonke isikhathi.
Abantu bangakhangeleli ukuthi kuzaba nama differences amaningi lo mahluko omkhulu. Iqiniso likhona ukuthi iZANU izimisela ukubusa, ngenxa yokuthi izimisela ukubusa siyaphambili. Okwenzakalayo khathi singawubeka ngesilungu ngithi it's only forms of alignment and re-strategizing, ngimangubeka ngesilungu for a liberation winning party. So naturally into eyenza iZANU ukuthi is going through i-phase engathi mangithi ngikhangelisisa singathi i-phase ye-regime change, but regime change happening from within. Andikade behlala iminyaka yonke le besithi regime change yenziwa ngabafukwenzwa ngabantu be-opposition, but regime change manje sesikubonisenzakala yenziwa phakathi kweZANU. Kuyindlela yokwenza ukuthi iZANU izimanage kusasa iphume iyibandla eliyabe liqinile. So after i-congress abantu abakhangelela ukuthi iZANU izabuya with full force njalo iqinile. Amboni ukuthi iZANU iyabhidlika after congress, and lokho abantu bakukhulumayo ukuthi iZANU after congress yabe isiwika abakaboni lutho.
Kodwa-ke izayekela njani ukuba weak nxa ingasela bantu abafana labomtasa labomjuru?
umuntu asasingakulibali ukuthi iminyaka yonke le ubevele ngekho uphenduke nje eminyakeni embalwa esanda kudlula uvele wayevele sewasisakhohlwa ngaye saze sizwa ngaye sebemletha kunjengabo mavayire bonke labo abantu abaphume abaphendukisa izolo iminyaka yonke le bebevele begxotshwe izani iyakwanisa ukuqhubeka because izani siya institutionalize iyakwanisa ukuqhubeka ngelabo bonke labo abantu kulabanye abantu aba-strategic and aba-key and izani sikwazi khonokho yikho ekwenzayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga, ingcwadi yehlaziya ezombusazwe, obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7. Ibandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncubele leMDC Renewal azawazisa kusasa ngokuthi asebambene abali bandla linye. Lokho kulandela ukukhulumisana phakathi kwenhlangothi zombili ngemva kokuba iMDC Renewal yehlukane leMDCT. Amabandla la athi ukubambana kuza kwenza abe libandla eliqinileyo elilakho ukususa iZANU PF embusweni. Seqhume isiphathamandla se-MDC kaNcube umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu.
Kuthehlwe kubo abafowethu ngiyabongela lokuthi bavume ukuthi hayi sasivele sibone into le phambilini bona sebekubonele sokusobala ukuthi into le yasiguqule ku-MDC yasizivele sayibumba ngomnyaka 99 yaba i-MDC eyisalekela yeZANU PF yikho sifuna ukubuyela kona laphana sasivele sisungulele ngakhona ukuthi sifuna ukuba liqembu elitsha elilombuso wabantu ukuthi amathina bekhulumile ikakhulu into esizihlosileyo into ezifana ne-devolution ukuthi amandla nxa urhulumente ebusa amandla akanye ezabelweni into yokuthi nxa kubuswa umuntu yabekhethiwe kabe nesikhathi esithize abusa ngaso urhulumente engangeneli enzweni zamakhodi into zomthetho urhulumente engangeneli kube nomthetho ongazimbala ongazimhlobo ongazibufazi budoda ongazibulima ongazini urhulumente ngaloo uyini urhulumente esanesiyawufuna yikho sesizimisele ukuthi simanyane silwele khona lokhu esezivisi sekuhlose ukuthi sikulwele ngo-1999.
Asisoze sibone yini baba Mzila phambili kusiba lokudabukana phakathi esivame ukukubona kuwonke amabandla eZimbabwe.
Ongabuya kuvele futhi khona ke sakubonayo ngo-2005 hayi kungangcono sihlale sobabili kumbe ngingasihlale yedwa mina ngokwami ukuthi angiyeke ngasebenzela ukuthi umthando kayiphikiswa akadinga umgabe sithi siyamkhipha sibona ukuthi umthando kayiphikiswa futhi siyidalile.
Umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu yisiphathamandla se-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhlangothi olukhangela ngokubuthaniswa kokugcinwa kwegazi iNational Blood Service Zimbabwe ithi sisungula umkhankaso wokudinga igazi elingaba ngama-units aphezu kwenkulungwane ezilitshumi ukuze libe lakho ukuphathisa abazalidinga ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi esivame ukuba lengozi eziningi zemigwaqo. UNothando Spanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
I-NBSZ ithi yaqala lo mkhankaso kuyonale iviki emadolobheni abalisa akoBulawayo ePlumtree leGwanda ukudinga igazi elingama-units azinkulungwane phose ezilitshumi lane i-13,700 kungakafiki ikhefu lekhisimusi. Osakhulayo unkosazana Amanda Sithole ohlala edolobheni lakoBulawayo uthi uyafisa ukupha igazi kodwa kavamanga ukuzwa ukuthi lo mkhankaso wenzelwa ngaphi njalo ngobani abalakho ukupha igazi.
So I want to love our kankaseluting because Ababui get it in a mayuth and so being a we get it in a mayuth, it's in a banya sea was in a co. So a singing is pongu to any takers, singer was in a coconut. Such a singer was in a coconut of foot, Abasi involved in doing his name. Like it's tell us what one we put the air schooling, we put the air schooling, but then looking up a wins and is cutting.
Umnumzana Jerry and Bof, O Isakamuzi, Emzinwe Makwekwe, Goblawayo. Uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu baphatheke kunikeni igazi, kodwa iningi labantu, ikakhulu asebekhulile, bathikaza ngenxa yokungabi leqiniso ngesimo sabo ukuthi baligcikwane lengculaza kumbe hatshi.
Kuqakathekile ngoba sisikhayela ingozi ezizakalayo and badinga igazi leliyana, so kuhle ukuthi sidonate ukuze sisave impilo zabantu.
I-Traffic Safety Council of Zimbabwe ithi nyakenye kwaba le ngozi zomgwaqo phose inkulungwane i-822 ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Ukupha igazi kuqala ebantwini abaleminyaka engaphezu kwechumi lesithupha i-16 abaphilileyo emzimbeni. Lanxa igazi lithengiswa, labo abayabe sebephe igazi okulichumi ababhadali kanye lemuli zabo lapho belidinga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo. Ngunuthando Sibanda.
Izisebenzi zemgodini zibikwa zilakho ukuswela amabhonasi azolonyaka kubangelwa ikuma kubi komumo wezinto elizweni ikakhulu kwezenotho. Kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso emela izisebenzi zasemgodini eNational Mine Workers Union of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Sylvester Mshayike uthi iningi lemigodi elizweni ibhekane lenkinga yokusilela kwemali okuthi ayenelisi lokubhadala ama-subscription ayo enhlanganisweni ezifana leyakhe okuthi kaboni isenelisa ukutholisa izisebenzi amabhonasi azo lonyaka.
Bona uthi ama-mines lawo ayahlupheka ukuthi abhadalise imali ezima-subscriptions. Kutsho uthi sikwanise ukuphumisa i-bonus kunzima. Ama-challenges ethu amaningi kakhulu.
Uthi imali ebhadalwa izisebenzi iphansi kakhulu okwamanje ethi baphakathi komsebenzi omkhulu wokulwela ukuba bethole iholo elisusa izisebenzi ebuyangeni.
Izisebenzi zona zifuna ukuthi engxe singafikele ukuzena eposa epoverty datum line kuzaba sokungcono lapho bayathaba, kodwa ke kukhanye kunzima ukuthi sitholile ipoverty datum line kadesi, kodwa ama-mines angabhadala. Hayi, siyakwanisa nama-mines ayahluleka ukubhadala ama-subscriptions. At times they fall behind near about 3 months.
Uthi izisebenzi zilokhe zikhangelela iholo elizwayo, sikhangela lokho okwenzakala eZansi Afrika lapho izisebenzi ezifuna ukuthola iholo lazo ukuba lifike kunkulungwane lengxenye yamadola $1,500 ngenyanga. Ethi noma kunjalo lokhu kungaba ngamaphupho nje kuphela, sikhangelane lomumo wozinto elizweni leZimbabwe ukuthi izisebenzi kuleli zithole imali engako.
Sikhangela nje umumo welokuze we-economy kathesi eZimbabwe ukuthi umuntu athole 1000 something and on the shop floor, it's really impossible. It's impossible. We want it to be everybody likes ukuthi azuze imali, athole imali ukuthi agcine imuli yakhe, kodwa ukuthi sithi 1500 kathesi akuyenzi. Kathesi siyahlupheka lele ukuze i-poverty datum line $550.
Imali edingeka uba imuli elabantu abayisithupha iphile kuhle i-poverty data line okwamanje iphezulu kwamakhulu amahlanu ngenyanga. Khona izisebenzi zemigodini zithola imali ephezulu kancane kwamakhulu amabili amadola $239.41 ngenyanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Uqhamuke udlakela olukhulu izolo edolobheni leFerguson khonapha eMelika njalo ukufuthelana kuyaqhubeka kulandela isinqumo sokuthi umpolisa omhlophe umnumzana Darren Wilson akumelanga athonisiswe ngecala lokubulala osakhulayo omnyama uMichael Brown. Umtshutshiso bephatha loludaba uveze ukuthi iqula ebelihluza icala leli liswele ubufakazi obukhomba ukuba uWilson wadala icala ngokudubula uBrown kunyanga ezedluleyo. Abanye bathi uWilson wabulala uBrown ngoba engumuntu omnyama, kodwa yena uthi wamdubula ngoba wayemhlasela. Lokhu kucunule abantu abaningi kuleli dolobho baqala ukutshisa izimoto zamapholisa ukugqekeza lokuntshontsha ezitolo. Udlakela lolu luqhamukela nxa nje uMongameli Obama ebekhuthaze ukuthula. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eTexas khonapha eMelika, unkosikazi Shila Chitate.
Indaba yeFerguson yamapholisa labantu abamnyama izolo itshengisa ukuthi akulakudlelwana okukwanileyo, akulakuzwisisana, akulakuzwelana. Ngoba ngabe kade bezwelana, ngabe umpholisa lo bamcharge at least nge-manslaughter, ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi ubulele umuntu.
Ngokubona kwakho isinqumo sayizolo lesi sithiya ubudlelwano bukaZulu lamapholisa ikakhulu abantu abamnyama buminjani?
Akusela ubudlelwano obuqinileyo bobuvele bungekho, kodwa lokho sokuthiya abantu bethandabuza ngokugcinwa abakwenziwa ngamapholisa abo, ngokulwelwa abakwenziwa ngamapholisa abo. Ngoba kukhanya ngathi konke abakutshoyo kutshengisa ingathi bathi ama-witness abamnyama ngababonanga kuhle kumbe batshintshile kubona kwabo, bese kusuka lalabo esingabaziyo ukuthi ngobani okuthiwa kazange bakhulume le-press, yibo-ke abakhanye sebekhuluma into ekuthethwe yi-grand jury lo-prosecutor serious.
Ubona ubudlelwano babantu abamnyama labantu abamhlophe khonapha ububona njani?
Abantu abamnyama labamhlophe nje jikelele njengabantu bakhanya abanye bayadlelana kuyafanana nje la imihlobo eminingi, kodwa abantu abamnyama labomthetho amapholisa kutshengisela ukuthi loba ngaphi abantu abamnyama kufanele babe beziqaphela abakwenzayo, ngoba bakhanyelwa ngendlela ethiyeneyo labanye abahlala kuleli lizwe. Ubona kwabo kukhanya kutshengiswa kuthiyene kulabanye abamhlophe uzwelo abalalo from abomthetho. So ubudlelwano abangikhona nxa bungasaguqulwanga akunakuthini.
Unkosikazi Shila Chitate, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eTexas khonapha eMelika.
Kubikwa kuphithizela edolobheni leVictoria Falls kulungiselelwa umkhosi weWorld AIDS Day ozaqhutshwa ngeviki ezayo kuleli dolobho kulomanyano weAfrican Union. Lokhu kwenzakala uhulumende ekhuthaza abazali ukuthi behlale bekwazi isimo se-HIV esabantwababo, ngoba iningi bengakwazi ukuthi abantwana baligcikwane leli kumbe hayi. Ukuze sizwe okuningi okwenzakala eVictoria Falls, sixoxe lomnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legcikwane le-HIV njalo ehlala khonale eFolosi.
Amalungiselelo aweWorld AIDS Day mahle kakhulu njalo akuzinga eliphezulu, ngoba this time sizabe silama-leaders e-Africa e-African Union bezoqakathekisa leli langa beseVictoria Falls. Ngabe siza lapha ama-leaders avele ale njongo yokuthi abone ukuthi iZimbabwe yona iyenza kuhle kanjani, ngoba sesehlisa i-prevalence yethu yehla yaku-13% khonapho phansi. Ngakho amalungiselelo akhona phezulu silezinto esizizayo sikhangelele ukuthi sibe si-creator esingathi yi-awareness, abantu bazi okwenzakalayo labo babe part of i celebration yona le. So kukhona ama campaign ayenziwayo, kuzaba le road show, kuzaba njalo le tournament yebhora lapho ama team azanikwa khona amavizo amaphilisi ama ARVs. Kuzaba kule netball kule bhora njalo lenyawo. Kuzaba njalo le ndlela yokuthi abantu bazi okwenzakalayo kuma roadblock laba benika amaphetshana akhuluma ngelanga le World AIDS Day. Kuzaba njalo le candlelight laphana silayita amakhandela silo mfundisi sikhumbula laba abasishiyayo besishiya nge-HIV iminyaka eyadlulayo. Njalo kuzabe kule ndawo lapho ezinengi ezifakiwe amavenue kuqalisa kusasa okuyabe kutestwa abantu mahara. Bekhangelwa i-status sabo se-HIV, bekhangelwa kubo cancer bonabo, bekhangelwa njalo indaba yokusokwalela iyabe iqakathekiswa. Njalo kuyabe kukhangelwa kakhulu abantwana, kuthestwa abantwana abancane okulizinga labantu isikhathi esiningi elikhiwa phandle. Hhayi, siyalungiselelwa sibili.
Ngobani akuyibo abaqoqa zonke lezi izehlakalo?
Abaqoqi abakhulu yi-National AIDS Council.
Lo mnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legcikwane le-HIV.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya ilanga lokulwisana lokukhahlanyezwa kwabesifazana ele International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba Gibbs Dube Studio 7 uxoxelo nkosazana Stars Mathethebe olwela ilungelo labesifazana lomnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu.
Bekuvele bekwenza ingwabungwabu esintwini ukuthi ha umfazi ukhuzwa ngenduku, umfazi ukhuzwa ngomzwampulo. Kodwa ke hayi, ngiyathokoza mina sengikubona lapha lasemakhaya khona ngapha abobaba sebekhona abachothoza abanobaba abasayenza into ezinjengazo zonezo. Kuzaphela Dube.
Kambe kuzaphela babamkhandla?
Kungaphela Dube, ongapheli okuyahlola. Ngivumelana lo Mathebe kakhulu kumina, ngomunye wabesilisa engikhangelela phansi umuntu wesilisa ovuduzana lenkosikazi yakhe. Ibuqaba, kungaphucuki, kungazwisisi. Kuzaphela kwelinye ilanga ngoba kuyakuthi njoba sisitsho nje, izakhamizi lazo ziyabe zimqolodela, zimkhangelela phansi, zimeyisa. Njalo angaye emthethwandaba, bamkhilele, bamphosele khonale kozanntonto. Kancane kancane kuza kusa, kumele kuphele lokho kuyinto.
Ye, kuphehlwa njani ke mabhoqo ukwenzela ukuthi kuphele sibili Dudu?
Zikhona inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ezilokhu zisiya zikuchothoza. Kanti ke lo hulumende weZimbabwe, ikakhulu amazwe wonke nje ase-Afrika, ayachothoza isimo sikababa esibhilika phezu kwesifazana. Kanti ethiyo laliBhayibhile ukuthi yisitho esilula. Kanti nxa usutshona ucholana lesitho esilula, uyabe usithi sithini? Siyephuke, siqamuke. Yilapha mina engikuthandayo ukuthi sokulokubambisana phakathi kwengathi ezizimeleyo lohulumende. Ngikhuluma nje khonapha ngale ngakithi ngakwelenkaye Mandebeleni, abathi phela kusemagushini. Ngemhlaka 17 December kulohlelo olukhulu oluzakwenzela esikolo okuthiwa yidimpaniwa, lapha babiza ngesilungu bathi International Families Day. Kuyacelwa umanti achasise ukuthi kubi ngani ukuhlukuluzana lemuli. Abesipholiseni batsho futhi ukuthi kubi ngani ukuhlukuluzana lemuli yakho, ngoba phela kucina kungenela lo mntwana esikola athole engasafundelele ngoba ebusukalalanga uyise bhulu nina. Kubi, kuzaze kuphele. Kodwa ke asibeni silokuthi sikuchova, sikuchothoza, sisenza imidladlanyane njengawona lesilawo thinenkayi.
Ye, baba Mkandla ke njengoba khuluma lapho mama, abesilisa bona bangenzani ukwenzela ukuthi bengayenzi khonokhu ukutshona begqulana labo mama?
Kumele bahlale phansi babonisane ngokuguquka la wonke hamba kwezikhathi. ngoba elizwe kwa manje selibuza la izisekelo ezombuso esingama constitution elizwe abaningi benzela emnyameni izinto lezi dube lomathebe ngoba abakwazi ukuthi ilizwe libuswa njani lisuka ngapi lisiya ngapi la abesilisa labo laba abahlangana kakhulu ngaba sezinkonzweni emidlalweni yabo ngitshela lapho unethelwa khona imbala kumele laba ababonayo abazwisisayo baxoxisane ngalolu daba bakhuphane umngqondo lwana wayizolo okuthi indoda yindoda ngokuvuthuza owesifazane ngababonisane batshelwe labo abasabambelele kukhona lokho ezindaweni labo obaba abande khona batshela ukuthi into le kayikhebe senye sithe lazo lezi ezomba ngazo mezombusazo emihlanganeni labo udlane khona bona ababakhokhela abakhulumayo njengey'nkokheli zabantu abakuphoselela kukhona lokho.
Umnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu ubendawonye lo Nkosazana Stars Matetebe olwela ilungelo labesifazana bexoxa ecingweni loGibbs Dube Studio 7.
Yilo-ke udaba esiyabe siluhlafuna lolu kustudio 7 Live Talk elandelayo. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga
lo Ntungamilinkomo, libe lobusuku obuhle.